A steady stream of cars pass through the riverfront park with a clear view of rail cars lying on their sides, some partly submerged in the river. For many, it was a distressing sight, and the thought of crude oil spilling into the James was heartbreaking.
It's not a good thing, because like I said, they just had that ash spill down in Danville, so now it's the oil spill up here.
It's terrible. It's awful. You know, I was really worried about the river.
That is a concern, you know, especially for the people living downriver.
We tube on it, we walk by it, and we just enjoy it being here. It's a big part of the reason that Lynchburg is such a nice place to live. Same reason in Scottsville, Virginia, where it flows through, and down there in Richmond. It's an important thing.
It's probably one of their most scenic areas, and I hate to think of what may happen now.
If you want to ruin a party, invite some humans, you know? I would like to say we would learn from this, but we won't.
But others took the accident in stride, predicting few problems as a result of the spill.
Just about every city river is dirty.
I just thought, well, I guess we can't go fishing next few days, but it'll be okay.
You know, I think they'll get it cleaned up.
Do you think we need stricter controls on the transport of oil? Or?
No, I'm just wondering why come somebody hadn't checked them tracks out before the train come through. You see what I'm saying?
It shows me how God works even in tragedy. This thing here could have been a whole lot worse.
Does it worry you that there's oil in the water now?
Yes, but they're saying it is okay. You know, they're saying that, you know, it's safe to drink the water and stuff, so.
I know that the Lynchburg Fire Department has well-trained, well-qualified people to handle this kind of stuff, so I'll leave it to the professionals.
It could take weeks or even months to assess the damage to fish and wildlife in the river. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to figure out what caused the train to derail. Some believe heavy rains eroded ground under the rail lines along the river. I'm Sandy Houseman.